This is Twit.
Big story. Just broke.
Fuchsia. Oh.
Amazon has purchased MGM for $9 billion. That's that
8.45.
Oh, all right. 8.45. Including debt and pending, of course, regulatory approval. So, Jeff, you're old enough to remember the 1920s. just teasing. But you maybe do remember a very famous antitrust case because the movie studios in the early days of motion pictures owned the theaters, the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. So they had absolute control not only of the content but of the distribution. And they were forced to divest. This sounds exactly like a movie studio owning the means of distribution, Amazon Prime.
Well, Comcast.
Well, what about Disney Plus?
Well, I guess this now is the
Comcast
thing.
And NBCU.
They're all allowed to do that?
Well, no. Well, so when Comcast bought NBC, Universal they
Studios,
actually, the FCC
right?
put a bunch of conditions on the transaction, including things like, hey, you have to invest in minority cable channels, which they did, and nobody watched them. So there were a bunch of conditions. Those are all done with now. But
the real
so
problem with, and this was U.S. versus Paramount Pictures, the real problem was exclusivity rights. So the theaters that Paramount owned only could show Paramount movies, and no one else could show Paramount movies and things like that. And the Supreme Court agreed. It went on for
what year was that case?
It ended up being 1948 was the final Supreme Court decision. So you do remember?
Oh, so
this.
You were alive, Jeff.
F you all.
It's famous.
It's prematurely gray. Damn it.
So do you think
it was?
Do you think? I guess we live in a different regulatory environment. We haven't really, nobody's complained about Facebook, you know, buying WhatsApp or Instagram. Well, I mean,
translated the conventions of the physical world to the digital world.
That's part of it, isn't it? Yeah, because it's digital distribution now. But presumably, James Bond, Amazon could say James Bond movies will only be shown on Amazon Prime, period.
Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, well, Disney does
will
that on Disney Plus.
So?
There are certain films that only
show
there. That's
absolutely right. Mandalorian's only available on Disney Plus. Yep.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would argue, though.
So? Well, Bezos has announced, by the way, that he's retiring.
As CEO.
Yeah, he'll be on
right.
the store.
That's what I'm wondering. Will he be pulling any levers after all of this
no
thing closes and is official?
No one knows.
He'll get a cameo in at least three films, guaranteed.
That's how you do
he
it.
He can get cameos that's in films today.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Elon was in movie. I mean, every rich Larry Ellison, who nobody likes, was in movies.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Come on.
Wait a minute. What movie was Larry Ellison in? Was that the one where Sinbad is a genie?
No, Larry Ellison, he was.
What movie was Larry Ellison in?
Hold on.
So Bezos has announced
for the nerds.
Yeah, really.
Silicon Valley.
I don't think that was the one. It.
Anyway, is it Bezos or Amazon? It's not completely clear. Amazon is no longer Jeff's personal.
Iron Man 2.
Was he in Iron Man 2 along with what's his name?
I remember there was a cocktail party, and he's wandering around or something in their face.
Yeah, he's in IMDb.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's just pure pandering. Anyway, so
and Tim Curry's performance in Charlie's Angels was supposed to be him.
Tim Curry,
the evil villain in Charlie's Angels. Do you remember
supposed
that?
Was supposed to be Larry Ellison. Okay,
yeah.
So $8.45 billion. I remember when Kirk Kerkorian was unloading MGM. Because it was so deep in debt and so worthless. I guess it's worth something now.
Well, it got sold again and again and lost stuff along the way. Right? I mean, now I can't even remember, Grandpa. Gone with the Wind.
Yes. I remember. Which now is 1939. Nobody's going to show. Yeah.
Well, what studio was it originally?
MGM, wasn't it?
Right. So and I think Ted Turner, right, through some deal, got Gone with the Wind. He took away some of those. Now, of course, no one's going to show Gone with the Wind anymore.
Yeah, right.
Turner Classic Movies?
Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind are not part of the Amazon MGM deal because...
Right. They were bought earlier.
So Prime will get 4,000 movies, 17,000 hours of television. No Wizard of Oz, no Singing in the Rain, no Gone with the Wind. They all belong to Warner Media, HBO Max, because Ted Turner.
Which Warner got through the Turner acquisition.
All of this stuff just sounds status quo for today, though. Everything is exclusive now.
I think there is a subscription service. That's a disadvantage for consumers, right? Because
it really is.
You end up having to subscribe to every one.
So this was what everybody told us when they said, hey, we're going to end up with no cable. What you're going to do is you're going to buy a million. You're going to have to buy a million different things, essentially.
But the original plan was disaggregation. The theory that a lot of us had with cord cutting would be you would be able to just get the things you wanted. You wouldn't, because cable, remember, sold you, you get ESPN, but you also get 15 other channels that you don't want.
300 channels that you never watch.
So the theory was, oh, we could disaggregate. And of course, immediately, as always happens when this disaggregation happens, reaggregation.
Consolidation follows.
Always happens because...
You can say the same thing about all of these services. You subscribe to Netflix, and they have all of these different categories that you never even flip to. But yet you're still paying at full subscription price, just like you would for a cable service.
It's a little easier to drop these. I'm waiting for the pricing to change on them to really lock you in. But like, so, you know, I'll subscribe to HBO Max like 3 months out of the year. So I'll subscribe for a month and then dump it. And then
I've done that too. Depends on the season, if you will.
So really, that's all Kirk Kerkorian is doing. He's canceling and re-upping. He's bought and sold MGM three times.
There you go.
He's just doing it on a slightly larger scale.
Fargo. They own Fargo. They own The Graduate.
What has MGM made for us lately? What is Bezos buying in current production talent?
Well, there is a new Bond movie, which was supposed to come out last year, which has been held because of COVID, and will come out this Christmas. I don't know. I mean, MGM has not been one of those.
No. It lost a lot of its oomph. So MGM movies.
Let me look and see what MGM released in 2020. It's going to be amazing.
Breaking news in Yuba County. Respect.
Oh, Candy, they did A Star Is Born.
A Star, which the new one?
Oh, wait, we have it here.
Yeah, the new one.
All right.
Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Legally Blonde 3 is coming.
And Legally Blonde.
Creed 3.
All Children of the 80s, they have the secret of NIMH.
Adam's Family 2. All right, this is all Samaritans coming out. So in 2020, they only did two movies. Valley Girl and The Wrath of Man.
So is that inventory really worth $8.45 billion?
Well,
having a wide inventory of content might be worth that.
So that's a question. I mean, so what makes a movie studio valuable? The back catalog or the prospects for new movies? It's my sense that the movie companies make money because they have the right people running them, right? Who have a nose for what's going to make money, and they know how to produce it, and they can make it happen.
The deadline says that the executive team is in play.
Yeah, see, that's, you don't get the executives. But what you do get, turns out the Winklevoss brothers are making a movie called The Antisocial Network for MGM. This sounds like
a
joke.
Serious?
I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
They've got the new, this is all from Wikipedia, the new Fiddler on the Roof. They're going to make Porgy and Bess. Oh, they own Project Hail Mary. Oh, boy. That's
what I was getting ready to ask you.
That's interesting.
Do they have Project Hail Mary?
They do.
Considering you just had them on the show
last
week.
They do, yeah. Martin.
Smooth Ant. Smooth.
The author of The Martian, Andy Weir, who's wonderful. It's going to be a great movie. The Untitled Richard Pryor. Oh, this is good. untitled Richard Pryor biopic, untitled Sammy Davis Jr. biopic, and the reboot of the Pink Panther series, which has been rebooted at least twice.
Oh, I love me some tenor sax.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I know why they paid $9 billion. Tomb Raider 2. I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking.
But here we are. Here we are, a show about platforms, talking about the old platform, the movie studio.
So, right? So again, that is a legit question.
The telcos said, we don't know how to do this. Get us out of here. Jane, stop this crazy thing. But Amazon is buying this.
Yeah.
I think having a nice back catalog is pretty important, too, considering what happened with Netflix last year and 2019 as well. Getting a lot of run out of that show Friends and a bunch of other old shows. What was the other one? The Office.
The Office.
And all of that.
Yeah.
Got a lot
of run. So does Apple buy a
studio?
They made me pay money for seasons of Parks and Rec on Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is my therapy. I was very sick.
How dare they?
Oh, you love Ron Swanson too? You're so awesome.
Leslie Knope is my spirit animal.
I love Leslie Knope. What a great name, by the way. That's a great name for a city? She was the Parks and Rec director.
She was the deputy director of Parks and Recreation Pawnee, Indiana.
Pawnee, Indiana.
That's right.
So they own a lot of TV shows. I don't see anything quite as maybe as big as Friends, the wild weird world of Dr. Goldfoot from 1965, Mars Needs Women, American International Television. it's not looking that strong.
So is Apple going to buy a studio? Who else would buy a studio?
Now, Apple, I think, is exactly the kind of company that will not buy a studio, but instead will buy properties and executives. They need catalog. And in a way, really, that's what's hurt Apple TV Plus. They haven't been able to charge for it. They keep pushing the date that they'll start charging for it off into the future because I think they're afraid, quite legitimately, that nobody will buy it without catalog.
I thought Apple was taking
I'll buy it on a monthly
Netflix.
Basis for Ted Lasso.
Well, that's right. And so maybe the way you build catalog is you just make as many shows as you can, and maybe after a few years
Netflix.
That's what I thought they were doing, like what Netflix was doing with this original content and going pretty much all in on it with spending $50 million here, $50 million there to bring this writer and this director and produce a whole lot of original content that people love. I thought that's what Apple was going to do.
Crossing Jordan. They own Crossing Jordan.
I don't even know what
Will and Grace also. They own that. That's pretty good.
Will and Grace is funny.
Yeah.
Well, the Tony Danza show. Jeez.
Saved by the Bell, The College Years.